إن الحمد لله نحمده تعالى ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأصلي وأسلم وأبارك على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وتركها على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك فصلوات الله وسلامه عليك سيدي أبا القاسم يا رسول الله. All praises and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of all mankind, jinns and all that exists. And may peace and the blessing be upon his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, upon his companions, and all those follow him till the day of judgment. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O who you believe, fear Allah as Allah should be feared, and don't die except in the state of Islam. My dear respected brothers and sisters, a week ago, almost was the midnight of Sha'ban. And after 1 week, mostly it will be on Wednesday, will be the first day of Ramadan. So we are living in the best time of Sha'ban, and heading towards something more blessing, which is Ramadan. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, welcome Ramadan, marhaban bil mutahhir. Welcome Ramadan, the sins cleanser. When Ramadan comes, as we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the gates of Jannah and close the doors of hellfire. And the shayateen will be chained and you will be free to move in the coming month. Now, after a few days, Ramadan will come. Welcome Ramadan. And our dua for every one of us now, Ya Allah, give us a chance to attend Ramadan, because nobody will know that he will or he will not reach Ramadan. Ya Allah, we ask you to give us chance to reach Ramadan. Because the companions and as-salihin before used what to do? Used to do 6 months before Ramadan. 6 months before Ramadan, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them the chance to attend Ramadan. And when Ramadan over and finished, they keep another 6 months asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from them what did they do in Ramadan. So around the year, Ramadan is in their mind and in their hearts. Dear respected brothers, I will not talk about Ramadan. Ramadan is coming and the khatibs will talk in details about Ramadan. Whoever fasts Ramadan will be من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever fasts Ramadan will get the full forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beginning of Ramadan is rahma, the middle of Ramadan is maghfira, and the end of... I will not talk about this. I would like to talk about how we will prepare ourselves to receive Ramadan. Ramadan is coming. How we will prepare ourselves to receive this holy month. And I will do 4 stops or 4 stations how we will receive Ramadan. Dear respected brothers, when they have the Christmas, they start preparing for a Christmas maybe from October, from November. And even our children in the schools, in our houses, are waiting for that matter, because there is something in their mind that there is something important is coming. Number one, one of the stations I would like to mention that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in very beautiful hadith. This is station number one. Stop number one. قال رسولullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in very beautiful hadith. He said, إن لربكم في أيام دهركم لنفحات ألا فتعرضوا لها. إن لربكم في أيام دهركم لنفحات ألا فتعرضوا لها. The meaning of this hadith: during the day, during the years, during the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us chances, give us nafahat, give us opportunities. تعرضوا لها, catch it. Otherwise, it will fly. If you catch the opportunity, you will get it. If you don't catch it, it will fly. Every month, we have 3 days called Al-Ayyam Al-Bid, the white days. Like, for example, the days in this month, in Sha'ban, 3 days. If you fast in them, it was, I think, Tuesday, Monday, and Sunday, the Al-Ayyam Al-Bid. If you catch them, then you got it. If you don't fast, it will move and it will go and you miss it. So you have to catch it. There is an opportunities in our life, and Ramadan is the opportunity, the chance for us. And we have to prepare ourselves psychologically, financially, even with our children, that Ramadan is coming. So we have to catch that opportunity. This is number one. Number two. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbed the minbar. We don't have minbar here. The minbar steps, yeah? And he said Ameen. Then he said Ameen. Then he said Ameen 3 times. And after al-khutbah, the companions said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, you said Ameen. And you said Ameen and you said Ameen. I will just mention one of these Ameens. He said, while I'm climbing the minbar, Jibreel came to me and sent to me, Ya Muhammad, Rahima anfum ri'in Muslim, shahida Ramadan, walam yakhruj minhu maghfuran lah. Then I said, Ameen. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. The meaning of this hadith, that Rahima anfum ri'in, the Muslim will be loser if he attended Ramadan and he did not achieve the high results, the forgiveness, the release from his fire. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. Dear brothers, if you have a son or girl and they have GCSE and he is studying in very top school, good school, and you have very good teachers and you prepare for him the good environment at home, and he did not achieve good results, he is failure. If my son or my daughter did not achieve the results, and I prepared for him all environments to succeed, and he failed, so he is a failure. Then Rasulullah sallam said, Ameen. Dear brother, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen, because he knows that the time in Ramadan is the time for al-rahmah, forgiveness, giving. Akhi, in Ramadan, if you fast Ramadan, I'll talk about in details in some of the khutbahs, inshallah, that Ramadan is a full-time school. But there is an opportunity in Ramadan. If you stay and recite the Quran, you will be rewarded. But in Ramadan, you have Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. You have something in Ramadan, this is the good chance. So if you attended Ramadan and you did not achieve good results, you will be fairer than Rasulullah sallam said, Ameen. The third stop, the third station, I want to mention quickly how to prepare ourselves for Ramadan. Dear brothers, Ramadan is a full-time school. And we know that, alhamdulillah, we start from Suhoor, or before Suhoor, we start with Fajr. Alhamdulillah, Muslims coming to the mosques. Then during the day, after Asr, we prepare ourselves for Iftar. Then we have Taraweeh, and so on. And I know many Muslims don't recite the Quran during the year. And in Ramadan, they began, which is good. Whoever do good things, we have to push him. Don't say to him, oh, you are not good. You are just reciting Quran only in Ramadan. Ya akhi, leave him. If he recites better than not reciting, many Muslims comes. And I know that the first 10 days, many Muslims come, 10 days down, last days up, fine. This is the nature of human beings. But I would like to say that, and this is what I would like to mention very quickly, that in Ramadan, I hope that everyone of us, inshallah ta'ala, will recite the Quran. Everyone will attend Salatul Fajr. Everyone, inshallah ta'ala, to do Taraweeh. But I would like just to mention three quick things related with timing. Number one, which many Muslims are wasting and don't use it properly, the time of iftar. When the time of iftar comes, many Muslims, unfortunately, will be busy with food, will be busy with children, busy with phone calls, busy with something. This time, the time of iftar, now we are waiting for iftar. After 10 minutes, the adhan will come and the iftar. This is one of the best times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will receive our dua. Dear brothers and sisters, don't waste this time. You can prepare the food an hour earlier. But give that half an hour before iftar. Make dua to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is listening. Allah is waiting for us to ask. And this is a time for us and the chance to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time. Many Muslims don't benefit from this time. Please, brothers and sisters, this is one important time. 10 minutes better than 5 minutes. Half an hour is better than 10 minutes. 1 hour is better and so on. Recite Quran, make dua. Ya Allah, we ask you 1, 2, 3, 4. Ask. Every one of us has his own problems. Every one of us has his own suffer. Every one of us needs something to ask Allah for. So dear brother, this is one time. The second time, which is very important, and I need you to take it, the time before we start as-suhur, eating. We call it الثلث الأخير من الليل, the last third of the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is going down to the ground or the lowest heaven. And I asking, Ya Muhammad, Ya Mahmud, anyone of you need anything from Allah? Allah is so close from us. So close. This is the time. This is the time before suhoor. Let's say that suhoor or the al-fajr, the imsak will be 3 o'clock. You need half an hour to prepare food and have your suhoor. The time before that, which is 1 hour before imsak, this is the time called al-thulth al-akhir min al-layl. Don't miss it. Don't be busy. And sometimes I'll say to my sisters, sometimes a dua is accepted. One of your children is having suhoor with you, and this time is very critical, and a dua is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the children threw the cheese or the water on the table, and his mother say, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cut your hand. Don't do that, because a dua at that time is accepted. This is very crucial. So don't miss this time. Inna Qur'an al-fajr kana mashhuda. Al-ulama said, Quran al-Fajr, this is an ayah in chapter al-Isra. Quran al-Fajr related with al-Fajr, and some of them related with this time, the critical time we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third time, which I would like to mention very quickly, the time after Fajr, till the sun rises, which is almost 1 hour, 15 minutes after Fajr. I know that it is difficult for us who live in this country, that we are going to work and we are staying late and the time is long. But if you can, whatever you can, this is the time. Even you pray to rak'ah, when after the sun rises, it will be equivalent to umrah. So imagine that you are doing this. This is the three times I would like to remind you. Many times it's important to go to Taraweeh, but these three important times, don't miss it. The final stop, the final A quick thing I would like to mention about Ramadan, sisters and brothers, that Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that ash-shayateen will be chained, locked, as shayateen are sleeping. But I found that shayateen al-ins are very active, unfortunately. Shayateen are closed, are chained, but other shayateen are very active, unfortunately, and sorry to say, that I know that many people in the Arab countries, in the Muslim countries, they are preparing all the year films and series and media material to be shown in the satellites, in the TVs, in Ramadan. And they will start this with you, the time which I mentioned before iftar. All TVs, so we'll find all families at the time which I mentioned we need to make dua, that they are very nice movies, very nice films, very nice series, very nice, you will find them. And also what will happen? These people also prepare good material in the TVs during the time of suhoor, the time of taraweeh. What will happen? Myself or yourself going to pray taraweeh here and you are in rush. The imam is too long because we want to reach that activity which will be shown. Dear brothers, this is the time we need to be very careful. What will happen? When a shayateen do this, what will happen? You will miss a dua in the time of iftar. Sometimes, akhi, you are taking iftar and you are watching the TV. So you don't have any link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your dua. Your heart is expired or off. We don't want to be like this. And what will happen for our children? And it is easy now, they will do these things, downloaded this on our mobiles. What will happen? If he stay after taraweeh for 2 hours, 3 hours watching the TV, what will happen? He will lose as-suhoor tasahharu. فَإِنَّ فِي السُّحُورِ بَرَكَةٌ. When you eat, brothers, sometimes the people don't take suhoor. Take suhoor because as-suhoor is barakah. تَصَحَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السُّحُورِ بَرَكَةٌ. Take suhoor because there is blessing in as-suhoor. This is one thing. The other thing, when he or she stay about 3-4 hours on the TV or on the mobile, he will be able to wake up for suhoor. He will be able to wake for al-fajr. So he will lose. So we hope that inshallah ta'ala will be very, very careful when we are preparing ourselves in Ramadan. Inshallah, أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Dear brothers, every year when Ramadan comes, I make my khutbah in Ramadan to be titled. Like, for example, Ramadan is the month of patience, the month of forgiveness, the month of happiness, the month. Many titles. But this year, we need just to mention very quickly, and this is why I was invited here before Ramadan, and I hope inshallah ta'ala, even in Taraweeh, I will be happy to come inshallah ta'ala to talk to the brothers, that we need to live and feel with our brothers and sisters. This month is called Shahru Tarahum. To start with your family, brothers and sisters, the close family, then will be expanded to bigger family till you reach all Muslims who are in need. I would like to mention in 2-3 minutes maximum about your brothers in Palestine, especially in Gaza. The suffer everywhere, wallahi, in Syria, in Myanmar, everywhere, wherever you look, you will find there is big suffer. But because we are running one of the projects in Palestine, I would like to mention something about Palestine. Just example to give you the picture. You know that Gaza now is under siege since 12 years. Nothing in, nothing out. Under siege, closed. And I've been there many times. One of the stories, or two stories quickly to be mentioned, from Gaza. One Some people make qasam, qasam, say wallahi, qasam, yameen, that we don't eat meat during the year except in Eid al-Adha. When some people slaughter in Eid al-Adha al-Udhiya and distribute meat, we eat meat just at that time during the year. And after that, we don't know anything called meat. Maybe there is some chicken, but we are talking about this meat. They don't eat meat during the year. The other one, I was there, and there's a butcher, and he is selling some meat. And there is a lady came and sent to the butcher, the shop, can I have, there is something, I'll do it in grams, can I have 150 grams, this is a meat. But what did she say to him? Can I have 150 grams of fat? When you go ourselves to the shop, what we say to him? Can you take fat off? She said to him, can I have 150 grams of fat? At least I want to put it with food in order to make my children or the family feels that they are smelling or tasting this kind of meat in their life. Dear brothers, alhamdulillah, we have in big ni'mah here. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. So we have to feel with others. I hope that during Ramadan, we have a project in Palestine, mainly in Gaza, to provide every family in Gaza and easy to access and sending money over there, no problem at all, to have full food parcel, which will be enough for the family for the whole month of Ramadan. And we are providing bread. Details are there. The average almost is 100 pounds will be enough for food parcel, enough for bread, and the three times they eat hot meal during the month of Ramadan and other things. Details is there. Please feel with your brothers, inshallah ta'ala, in this Ramadan, because they are our brothers. And this is part of what we do in this holy month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply the sadaqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward all of you and make it, inshallah ta'ala, multiplied. Any information here, you can ask me. I want to stay after salah for a few minutes. And we have even the card machine if somebody is in rush and would like to help their brothers. Why we are doing this? Because we started to provide the food parcel to the families in Gaza before Ramadan. Because it does not make sense that we want to give them on 15th of Ramadan. We need them to start with us Ramadan. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, I'll finish by this. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, if you bring the happiness for a family, من كان سببا بإحضار السعادة للعائلة, ليس له أجرا إلا الجنة. If you bring the happiness for the family, you will not be rewarded except الجنة. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us in Jannah. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تبلغنا رمضان. اللهم بلغنا رمضان. اللهم بلغنا رمضان. اللهم إذا بلغتنا رمضان فاجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل الصدقة. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل الإيمان. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض وأن تجعلهم أئمة وأن تجعلهم الوارثين. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تلطف بالمسلمين في سوريا والعراق وفلسطين ومن يمار. اللهم فرج كرب المسلمين. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تذيقنا حلاوة النصر وتذيق أعداءنا مرارة الهزيمة يا رب العالمين. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who listen to the speech and follow it its best. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. وأنت يا مقيم الصلاة أقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. ولذكر الله أكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون.